Welcome to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoy the show, which features immigration visitors' visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Mr. I almost said Dr. Brian Figaro, I never know. Mr. Brian Figaro Esquire, all the way from the United States. And like I always say, we're here because we care, because he's talking to us about immigration to the United States. And you know, lots of persons will have so many concerns, issues, things that would have been going on, and they have no idea of what to do, and they need correct information. Well, this is the person you need to speak with, because he gives you all the information that is needed. He's passionate about helping people, and this can take you from where you were to where you want to be. So it's Mr. Brian Figaro, Figaro & Associates in New York. So a lot of persons in Trinidad ask questions when they apply for visas, why they don't get back their money. They apply 3-4 times. They just like, the people come here to take our money. So recently, a guy posted a video. He was really upset. He was like, okay, well, I get refused once, thing, but I have nothing that I needed. So they're like, so what does the immigration look for you to get a visa?
All right, so for those people who, obviously, what they're trying to get is the B1, B2 visitor's visa, is for vacation or for business. The U.S. consulate, the U.S. government is concerned as to, you know, what is the intent of this person? Do they want this visa to come to the U.S. and stay here? Do they really have a business transaction, a vacation plan as part of the itinerary that will show they will come from week for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, but obviously not for too long a time. Although they may give you 3 months, 6 months when you enter the U.S., what is your vacation plan? So if you're going to Disney World, whether it be in Florida or California, what is the itinerary? Are you coming to New York City? Why? What's the vacation plan? Where are you going to stay? And they want to see, obviously, that you have sufficient income to pay for that vacation whilst in the U.S. You're not supposed to work in the U.S. They look at your family relationships. Are you married, but it's just you and your young child going on that vacation, as opposed to the whole family, unless they go into Disney World or other events like that? So your savings, how much money do you have in your bank account? 5, 10, 20,000 U.S. equivalent in TT dollars. How long have you been at your job? So submitting as much evidence as possible that will show, even though they may not ask for it, your financial stability is important. And obviously, if you were going places like Disney World or any theme park in New Jersey, you know, you'll show, obviously, tickets and, you know, this is your stint there, this is what you're going to be getting, those tickets there and everything for that particular vacation. Or we'll give it a travel agency in TT that will obviously be promoting those vacation events, obviously will be very helpful. And those travel agencies, some of them will actually give further advice in that application process. Now, if he is a businessman, that's another issue. So we are involved with the law office, different business deals that we are involved in Tobago, in Trinidad, and through our Chamber of Commerce, through the businesses that we do at Figueroa and Associates as it relates to law with business. We will have to do a supporting letter from the Chamber as to, okay, this gentleman, they might be here for investment purposes. We want to have meetings to discuss various business ventures. And their plan is to return to their home country, TNT or whichever, and they will show, obviously, any type of business certifications or assets that they may hold in TNT relevant to that particular business transaction. Obviously, people who want to come here and stay, they have a different intent. So, but you and the people who are frustrated because they apply over and over and they lose their money, it's because one, they're not prepared, but two, more importantly, they may not qualify. Do they have the income? Are they at flight risk? Because obviously, a lot of people look at the U.S. as the land of honey and they want some of that honey. Nothing wrong with that, but America doesn't want to share its honey. And during a presidential year, if President Trump was to become president, his position on immigration issues is very anti-immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
People at the border trying to come in for political asylum from various countries, including Venezuela and Trinidad, has a lot of Venezuelans there. People arriving at the border from Africa and other countries, Haiti, they want to get in, i.e. to file for political asylum. So that has created a huge crisis in New York City where, if you listen to the mayor, he's saying that it's costing the city over $1 billion or more to accommodate those immigrants that are coming to the U.S. and they're shipping them from, putting them in trucks or cars, whatever, in Texas, and they're sending them down to New York City for obviously political reasons. Immigration is what obviously has made America grow. And most of the immigrants will be integrated into the U.S. citizens, those coming for political asylum, because there's a lot of jobs available. Many states actually have absorbed those people, including New York City, eventually. But the time between being here through political asylum and getting the work permit and other work documents that you qualify for before you have your hearing as to whether or not your political asylum application is a legit one, that time period could be a long time. So the whole issue here in the U.S. is obviously the processing times. How long does it take to process these people? So having bearing this in mind, the consulates throughout the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America will scrutinize applications more so. They want to dot their I's, cross their T's, and make sure that the people who are applying for these, programs really want to leave. Now, how is the TNT economy doing? Is there high unemployment rates there? So if you have high unemployment rates in Trinidad and Tobago, then they will scrutinize it even more. Because if there's a high unemployment rate in TNT or Jamaica, wherever in the Caribbean they may be coming from, they're looking at the economic conditions in their country. They're thinking, okay, well, what's the unemployment rate now there? That's an important thing to know. So that also brings more scrutiny. Also, some people who might be coming as visitors, we have some of those entertainers, they try to come on the visitor's visa, but they want to come and perform here in the U.S. Obviously, that's not the correct visa they need. They need a P visa for people, for entertainers. So the choice of visa that you're going to apply for also is important. Most times, obviously, people who are millionaires in the Caribbean, they don't have problems getting these visitors' visa. But programs like the EB-5 program, where you might invest a half a million or 1 million US dollars in a US business through a regional center, that investor could get a green card for the spouse, the investor, and all their children under 21. So there are many different visa categories people could look at that might be, a more honest visa application than the one they're applying for. And most times now, through personal, people, if they really want jobs, if that's their intent, is an H-1B visa appropriate for you? Are you a professional? Do you have a degree? Do you teachers, maybe people who qualify for the J-1 visas or H-1B visa?
H1, okay.
Right. So
Uh,
people
the
need H-1B.
unemployment rate, when you ask, I Googled, is 3.81%. And they say it's a decline from 2021, which it went down from 2021 to 2022.
Well, that's good. So there's a so it means that a lot of people have jobs. Now, unless that information is incorrect, because it's their election next year,
Yes.
and the government wants people to think otherwise. You understand?
You could say
So, yeah. So
it,
eventually, people don't. The government, want people to be happy. When is the next election in TT? Next year,
you America. Next
2020.
year, I think next year is an election, yeah.
Right. So,
2025.
but obviously, the U.S. consulates and the U.S. government also look at these statistics. So they might adjust those numbers accordingly if they think the
But
government
we'll see
is
how it looks
under
in January
performing installments
2025
for them.
because we have already started the lottery giving out houses. So you know next year is a hot election year, so that was my next question. It delves straight into it. Some of the other categories that persons could apply for because they just think, they just need the visitor. And I know with regards to the spousal, what are some other applications persons can look towards if they want to migrate from Trinidad to the US,
Right,
the
so obviously,
opportunity they would
yeah.
have.
So no, migration is very difficult. So most time when people visit the U.S. with their visitor's visa, the B-1, B-2 vacation business, they explore those possibilities when they're here. They might look at educational institutions to see, okay, do I need to further my studies? And to be quite honest, some people need to actually look at the degrees that they are studying for higher learning at the University of the West Indies. So what is the labor market in the United States? Who are the people being granted visas in what categories that is in demand? Obviously, professionals in AI technology, registered nurses. These are, anyone in the medical field is always in high demand. In the trades, carpentry, plumbers, people obviously with proper certifications, I've met many people over the years that came here and they had, high qualifications in plumbing, welding. The professions, and they ended up making six-figure salaries here. Some of them starting their own business, owning several homes. People sometimes, and in these modern times, research is easier with AI technology, whether it be Google, whether it be Copilot with Microsoft. You ask a specific question, you will get better answers rather than just doing a Google search. Looking at the US Labor Department in terms of jobs that are in demand, their salaries, So you may not be successful now if you try to come here on and you don't have money, but what you want to do is, if you don't have money, why not educate yourself? Why not make yourself more marketable? So it doesn't matter where is, in this world you live, wherever in society, grab the opportunities that the government has given you. Pass those CXC things, get your A levels, attend the University of the West Indies or other professional organizations there in TT. So you don't just sit down with your thumb in your mouth waiting for something to happen. Those are, those are the basic steps that you will take. And whenever all these trainees come back for Canada, maybe you might find a US citizen that you could fall in love with and get married. But there's no guarantee there either. That person might just be trying to con you rather than you understand? Because it's
You
just for
understand,
bona fide marriage and all these kind of
and
things,
then they tell you. So, what if I have somebody there? I could have somebody here too. What kind of crazy things, you know? Oh my goodness.
But no, people have come, especially so after Lent, all those trainees, Tobagonians, from back home, they come and they say, "Hey, Brian, man, met this beautiful lady, I met this gorgeous guy, I want to get married." I say, "You sure you want a green card, man?" Or to the lady, or to the jet. I say, "Well, you go there and people, just like how you looking at people looking at you dressed like a
That's
Yankee,
true.
whatever. You
That's true.
understand?
That's true.
And obviously there's protections in the system. So, I mean, that's how obviously some people migrate to the US because they're lucky to find someone that, they enter into a bona fide marriage with and things happen. So I've had that where people obviously come back from vacation and what have you. Or when they come here as visitors, they go out, they socialize, they come on the student visas or visitors visas. And because that's the fastest part of legalization to get a green card. And that's why I call the US government the love government, but they're protecting the US citizens, so to speak, not the immigrant. But these happen in all walks of society. We're not just talking about the Caribbean, but people from Western Europe also, all over Asia. I mean, these things happen all the time. But obviously, if you have, a lot of times people make mistakes in life and they think, "Oh, okay, let me find another path." Other paths could be, can you migrate to England? Could you go to other countries in the Middle East that give job opportunities? So you may not be able to come to the US, but
Or
there's
explore
a
your other
high
options.
demand for qualified labor in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, these places that have a lot of money. They're doing a lot of construction. They're doing a lot of expansion. And there are opportunities there for professionals and others. So the US may not be maybe your first choice, but you could also get very lucrative jobs in there also in other countries, And they are very wealthy African countries also. And those are things that people should exploit, not just narrow your. So people need to obviously research, see what is happening, look at their qualifications. No country wants to get people who is going to be a burden to society.
That's true.
Save your money, obviously. Have you, save your money so you can show that you have accumulated money over time, that you have money to afford that vacation. Try to obviously get a good job, and if the unemployment rate is so low, obviously try to obviously get a good job and keep that job and try to move up on that job, and things like that will obviously qualify you for a visa where you come here on vacation and you may not even want to stay in the US. Most people return to their home countries. They just want to come for a vacation, that's fine. But the scrutiny that they have for people who visit or for all the other categories, that scrutiny is not decreasing, it's increasing.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small business solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Are you interested in investing in real property, a home, or investment property in New York or other states? Then Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can work with you. From potential returns to portfolio diversification, buying international property comes with its perks, but it's also a complex process, and there are tax matters to consider. Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can help you purchase real estate in New York. We have the knowledge you need to simplify the process. Ready to discuss your options? Schedule a consultation on this matter, or start a business, or a branch of your business at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Or call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
How is it for students, easy for students, after they have studied to apply for their green card? I got some students who are asking me that.
And from the university or from?
From the university.
O levels and A levels.
From the university over there. To get to stay
to get
after.
To universities here. You mean after they graduate?
Yeah, after they finish their degree.
I mean, well, everyone who gets a student visa, if it's in the sciences, you could work for up to 2 years. And if it's non-science, it's normally a year. So you go to a university here in the U.S., that's the first option. And obviously, choosing the right degree makes you more productive in terms of the labor demand in the U.S. So they're not going to want to give you a H-1B visa or part to getting a green card if your job is not in high demand. So if you come to the U.S. and your university studies is in an area that is in low demand. One, why did you do that in the first place? And two, from an economic point of view, obviously it's a bad choice. So some people want to do what they would like as opposed to what is in demand. And that's the problem that a lot of young people have. They really need to plan. You know, the standard of living that you have with jobs that are in high demand and keep trending in high demand, obviously, is a lot better. You could purchase a home, you could, you know, afford to live in better neighborhoods, you could have better pension plans. Career advisement. People really need to analyze from a financial perspective and not a comfort perspective, what is best. So if registered nurses are making six figures, but teachers are making less, what should you choose? Be a teacher or be a nurse? a registered nurse. You know,
wow, that's
I'm going to work with patients, but you get more money for that. So it all of this, you know, comes from the people in terms of what type of planning that they're doing for their future. Obviously, people who live in, you know, less fortunate neighborhoods here or back home, they will not easily qualify. So if you live in Village A in TNT, just like how you know that's not a good neighborhood, the U.S. Consulate will know that also.
Yes, yes, and it's actually highlighted, sadly, you know, as like a watch for kind of thing, as you would know.
Right, so it's a red flag.
Yeah.
You know, is this guy from Lavanter the same person as the person from St. Augustine? You understand?
Yeah.
And they know that the person living in a particular neighborhood may be more inclined to stay in the U.S. for economic reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going there for a vacation, they're exploring economic reasons.
Right.
So,
right.
Unfortunately, the U.S. consulate discriminates with their B1, B2 visa legally as to, okay, is this person really going to return? Because you must have that intent. So they have different things that they look at. So maybe go live with your auntie somewhere else.
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
Obviously, education tells you a lot also.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to, obviously, your studies. And anyone, young people should always, obviously, do so.
I didn't hear that. Young people should.
Not the younger people. They should look at the future.
Yes.
But that's what the world is all about. America is not just going to open their doors, or no other countries is just going to open their doors if they don't think that you could benefit their countries.
Yeah, right. That is it. That for sure is something that when we play in it, we would over endorse. You must be a benefit. So it comes like it comes like life itself, you know?
It is life itself. And those people are very well trained at the consulate. They do their own investigations. They could go out in the neighborhoods and verify the information that you give.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if there's red flags or if they get negatives, you might be banned for life. But they may tell you, oh, you're banned for 3 years, 5 years, like the gentleman who said you keep applying.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, what has changed every time he applies?
They don't understand that. And I keep saying, what about your circumstances has been different from the last time he applied?
Right. What about you and your experience, your education, your savings, and everything that has changed?
So spousal seems to be the fastest one. Parents, children, sponsorship, that kind of thing.
Yeah, children and, who are here 21 years. So they call that the immediate relative category. So once people are in the U.S., some of them overstay their visitor's visa, obviously, and that's what the consulates are trying to avoid. Come here, they make, you know, they get people get jobs off the books, as they call it. You understand? Mm-hmm. That always happens in the underground economy. And those are millions and millions of people in the U.S. So it's good speaking with you, Madonna. All right? As
you
know. All right?
This has been an excerpt. To listen to the full interview, go to www.youtube.com/@InceptionFMRadio.
Thank you for listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoyed the show, which featured immigration visitors visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.
So it's good speaking with you, Madonna. All right. As usual. All right.